Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined by Landon Williams, head coach of the Central College men's wrestling program. Landon, a couple matches into the season here, how have things got off to as far as the start for Central men's wrestling?
Yeah, I really like this group of guys, and just because it's a great mix of a lot of young talent and then, you know, some great returning leaders. And they've meshed well and held each other accountable in a lot of different ways and elevated each other. But obviously we're two duels in, and in our conference, every conference duel is important, and that's, we make an emphasis on that, you know. So obviously we started with a duel against Nebraska Wesleyan and did well, and then we had a big one at home, you know, probably one of the most packed duels we've had in a very, very long time. And it was a battle the whole duel, and obviously we came out on the winning side of it, but I really just applaud our guys' progress and effort in that duel, you know, because like I said, every point matters, and we end up winning by a point. But we obviously wanted to flip the script on last year. You know, we tied them for second in the conference, and they beat us in the duel last year, but we wanted to take back that duel this year, and we did.
That's always a good thing, and kind of talking about that duel too, not that any other duel isn't important. Nebraska Wesleyan, obviously a little bit easier of a duel win for you guys there with a 47-0 margin, but a ranked win too early in the season as well had to be a huge confidence boost for this squad, just knowing that, you know, they've been so close here in years past to be in, you know, in that mix for the conference title, and, you know, last year being second to Co, losing that, or tied with second with Co, but falling in that head-to-head duel there. How big and important was that for this program early in the season to have a win like that on the resume going into those important American Rivers Conference matches?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's big. It's just showing the progress and the trajectory of where our program is going. And, you know, obviously our guys know the expectation and standard, and that is for the outcome to be what it is. But, you know, we like where we're going, you know, and we want to continue to win big time matches, and we're going to continue to put our guys in position to be where they want in the end. And that is focusing on scoring points. That is focusing on wrestling our style and seeking out really, really good matchups, you know, ranked wins and ranked opponents. And that's what people can sign up for when they're coming to Central College, and honestly get behind, you know, with, you know, our fans and alumni. And that's the expectation. That's been what I've been saying since I got here.
Absolutely. And not to focus too much on the duels, we also had a couple tournaments to start the year out as well. The Luther Hill Invitational hosted by Simpson, and then the Augsburg Invitational. Augsburg, the most recent of those contests for you guys in terms of tournament matches. Big one there, Pierre getting the title there, took down some pretty high-profile wrestlers along the way to that as well. What did you kind of see in those ones, knowing that those days maybe are even a little bit more taxing on wrestlers than they are the dual meets when you have to wrestle back-to-back-to-back?
I love both those tournaments. You know, obviously those are on our schedule by design. The first one, Luther Hill, great, it's close, but it has a really, really good freshman division, and we're really excited about our freshmen. And we wanted to battle test them right away. You know, you got a lot of really good NAIA junior college and D2 programs that send their kids there. And I really like the outcome that our guys did from that tournament. But then the Augsburg tournament, we go there because obviously Augsburg is a well-established program. And Johnson and Wales, the returning national champs, were out there with a whole bunch of Division II opponents too. So a mix of high-level Division III and high-level Division II opponents. I just really like how our guys were competing in that match. And obviously, Pierre winning the tournament's something to highlight, but how he won the tournament is what we're looking for. You know, I tell him every day that you're the best guy in the country, but you're the best guy by how much the margin can be, right? So we're not going to be just hanging out. We're going to be constantly scoring points and, you know, building our lead in those situations. And I think that's something we really focused on in that tournament. And had a really good outcome, you know, some of our young guys, but obviously Pierre and Cade making the finals and losing overtime to the number one guy in the country. And he's right there too, and he's progressing, you know, so.
And again, we're talking to Landon Williams, head coach of the Central College men's wrestling program, and kind of here early in year number two as well. And I know that we probably talk about a ton of different wrestlers, but who maybe been some of the guys that, you know, Pierre Baldwin is a name that I think a lot of people recognize from his success on both the mats in the American Rivers Conference and also at the national level as well. Who are maybe some of those guys that maybe aren't as well known that have really kind of stood out to you here early in the season and the impacts they've made on the men's wrestling program?
Yeah, obviously I mentioned before Cade Seabrick, finally healthy, putting together an awesome season, you know, battling with Pierre every single day in the wrestling room and just elevating each other. You know, obviously, like I said, he's putting together a nice season. And then Sam West, you know, obviously we focused on really, really building his frame and getting stronger in the off season and getting even better. And he's made the move up to 97, and he's looking like a really good 97 option, you know, when it comes down the stretch. So super excited about, you know, that group. And then obviously another highlighted guy to kind of talk about, not, you know, as a veterans, is Christian Stanek, who's Iowa State transfer, you know, Cedar Rapids Xavier wrestler. Really like what he's doing in the middle there at 157.
And that's always great to hear. And now it's kind of that final stretch before Christmas break where, you know, get a little bit of rest there for that. But you've got a couple of big duels. And when I say duels, they're not your traditional duels where it's, we're going to face one opponent. It's going to be multiple duels within, you know, a set time frame there this weekend with the lacrosse duels, a big litmus test there with another ranked opponent against Wisconsin lacrosse, and then the Cornell duels following that. When you look at those two, you know, kind of final days of wrestling for you guys before the holidays there, what are some of the things you're looking for from the guys and just kind of setting yourself up going into the break strong?
Yeah, obviously I really like what we did with our schedule with those two dual events closing out the year. But the American Rivers Conference is the toughest conference in the country, and I think second to that is the Wisconsin League. So our guys, we want to push them. We want them to wrestle the top teams in the country, you know. So we're going out over these next 2 weekends, and we're going to wrestle three Wisconsin schools, you know, and then a CCIW school, and then Cornell. But obviously super excited for that matchup with lacrosse. That's why we're traveling out there, because, you know, they're historically a top program, you know, for years. And obviously they're doing a good job there. And I want to see where our guys are at, you know, against a really, really tough opponent, you know. And that's why they come to Central, you know, to wrestle in these type of duels, to be highlighted in the conversations with the University of Lacrosse, you know. So super excited for that and looking forward to, you know, five duels and then the winter break.
Absolutely. And real quick too, just kind of touching on that winter break as well and going into that, how important is it going to be, you know, in those five duels to kind of set yourself up? Because obviously you do have that extended time off there between, you know, the match against Cornell on December 13th to the Central Under Armour Invitational on the 3rd of January. How important is that going to be to set yourselves up going into the break on a high note versus, you know, those quality opponents?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the goal is to win all those duels, you know, but we're not really going to get caught up with the victories or the losses in that match. It's really what we're going to take from how we compete. And then the good part is we'll be here, you know, for a majority of the time Christmas break training and taking what we learned from those five duels and getting better for probably one of the best Under Armour invites that we've ever had, you know, that'll prepare us for the national duels, which, you know, will be our second time attending the national duels. And I look forward to doing even better there.
Perfect. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to see it, how Central Men's Wrestling does here in the coming weeks. Looking forward to many more conversations about Central Men's Wrestling here coming up, but appreciate the time as always.
Absolutely. Thanks for talking and highlighting our program. Love what you guys do.
Absolutely. That was Landon Williams, head coach of the Central Men's Wrestling program, here on today's Lele Radio Sports page.